Hey, my name is Travis Valley, and I work as IT director, as you said, for Rio Grande Bible Ministries. My primary role is serving as the IT director, and I'm responsible for the reliability and security of all the technology on campus. So I cover phones, all the network equipment, all the computers, antennas. Everything's is managed by me on campus, and it's a big job. It's, you know, especially with security nowadays and the constant change in technology. My wife Angie homeschools our children, which keeps her plenty busy. Our daughter Kay has been working as the daycare director, but she recently resigned to focus on her career in animation. Joseph has helped in the coffee shop on campus and with tutoring the students in English. He is currently focused on training for his career in doing illustrations. And the Rio Grande Bible Ministries, the primary ministry there is the Bible College, so all the students that come there from Latin America, Mexico, it's all in Spanish language. So part of their curriculum is to try and learn English while they're there as well. The youngest children, they stay busy with studies and playing with all the other missionary kids on campus. One of the harder parts while we're living there is missionaries will come with their families, especially the ones that come for the language school we have. They come there early, they're there for 9 months for the Spanish immersion program. And then the kids, you know, build strong bonds with their children, and after 9 months, they have to say goodbye and never see them again, probably. So we've been serving at Rio Grande Bible Ministries since 2014. Rio Grande Bible Ministries, as I said before, the primary ministry there is the Bible College. They have a four-year pastoral program, four-year missionary program, four-year women's ministry program. And then they also have a two-year Christian education program where people might come to train to be better equipped for the ministries that they're part of in their local churches. Then we also have the Missions Language School, which I previously mentioned. It's a 9-month language immersion program. Missionaries will come there, so if they're English speakers and they want to go to South America, they'd come there to learn the Spanish language and then learn about the culture before going down there. And so I just wanted to kind of share an update today on what God has been doing, especially since COVID. It really opened up a lot of doors. Let's see here. So one of the things that's been going on is at the beginning of COVID, you know, everything was about to close, and students were given the opportunity to go home to their home countries instead of being, you know, confined to their dorm rooms. Because if you're in America on the kind of visa they have, you can't go to work. Even if work was available to you, you're only allowed to come in and study. So during COVID, everything got shut down, and they had nowhere to go. They're kind of confined to their dorms if they stayed on campus, or they could go home and stay with their families during the lockdowns. Many of them went home, and that kind of put us in a position that we really needed to boost our technology. So during that time, we upgraded everything, all of our network equipment. And removed miles of cable and replaced it with miles of Cat6 cable, upgraded cable, and installed more and better wireless antennas so that kids could have reliable internet service to do their studies and to conduct ministries. During the beginning part, I remember I had to do some maintenance when COVID first started, and I was talking to a student. Well, I had to do an upgrade, and he said, "Oh, don't do it this day. He had an online conference he was going to do with students in Latin America, youth groups, and it was going to have 300 youth involved in it. So technology plays a huge role in the ministries that we're a part of, even just, you know, the classes. Because nowadays, what we've done is we create a completely hybrid solution where because during COVID, we installed a lot of monitors in the classrooms and cameras so that the professors and students could be completely interactive with online students. So for those people that are trying to get visas, they spend years trying to get visas to come to school. And if they were denied, well, they could still go through the online program, get the same quality of training, same degrees. So we kind of did a big change in our infrastructure to make this happen. So God really opened a lot of doors. And because of the technology we put in place and the quality of training, even an online program now is accredited along with the Bible Ministry College. And that's important because in some of these countries, you can't teach unless you've got your degree from an accredited college. So what I'd like to do today is, in the best way I can, is show you what the ministry is like. Ever since I started, I thought it'd be really nice to be able to show people what they're a part of. Because, you know, being up here, you can't really see the ministry. You just kind of hear me talk about it. So I'd like you to be able to put some face, you know, be able to see some faces of the students, hear the testimonies of what, how the college impacts them, what the professors are teaching, and just kind of get a feel for being a part of the ministry that God has called us to. So for this first video, I'd like to show a few testimonials from students, and you'll be able to hear how their time at Rio Grande Bible Ministries has impacted them and what areas of ministries they serve in.
Last year, thinking that I would just learn theology, but what really happened is that God started treating another parts of my life and other areas of my life that I hadn't realized that I needed help. And God did this work through mentoring, discipleship, and counseling. And that's something that I really, really love about RGBI, is how I can have mentors and counselors that will really care about me and that will be with me through the Christian life. Also, I've been working in the missions office since I got here, and God has been just confirming my missions calling, my calling to be a missionary. And I love how much God has been teaching me about missions, about the Great Commission, and how I can fit in His plans for the world.
God, through Rio Grande Bible College, has given me the opportunity to have good doctrinal foundations through classes, through textbooks, and even through conversations outside of the classroom. Now I have the opportunity to know more about God, to know more about His heart, His love for a local church, and I have the opportunity to take what I'm learning into my local church, and also to bring my church into where I'm learning. So I have the opportunity to join with my youth here at the cafeteria and my dorm, and actually some of them are taking some of the classes that I took because of what we're sharing with them. So now I have the opportunity not only to learn inside of the classroom, but to practice outside of it.
Hola, mi nombre es Mónica. Tengo 30 años y soy de Santiago de Chile.
Hello, my name is Mónica. I'm 30 years old and I'm from Santiago, Chile. I'm in my third year here at Rio Grande Bible College in the missions emphasis. I would like to share with you how the college has been a blessing to my life. It is exactly the major I needed to study. While here, I've been able to work in church planting, and this has opened me up to a new world. I have seen firsthand how to begin a new church, how to begin with families and discipleship. This has been a true blessing in my life. The reality is that I never had this opportunity in Chile, but I've been able to learn this here.
Hecho en mi iglesia allá en Chile y aquí he podido aprender.
As you heard from the students, while they're studying, they're involved in many different areas of ministry. That's part of the programs that they get practical experience with ministry. They'll work in local churches, go out do evangelism, door-to-door evangelism, participate in discipleship, and also do church planting. Now for this next video I have, you're going to hear from the professors. They will kind of talk about the classes that they teach. They'll talk about the different programs, like the pastoral program. And you also get to hear from students at the end of each of the classes, kind of hear how that's impacted them. And thank you.
Pentateuch is a very important part of the Bible because we see in it the beginning of the history of redemption through Jesus Christ. Understanding the Pentateuch, it's essential in understanding the gospel as a whole. We see that God chose Abraham and the Israelites to fulfill this promise of blessing all the families of the world. And through the Pentateuch, as we're studying it, we don't just want to do it in an academic way, but we want to see Christ through it. We don't just want to talk about the Passover as a feast, but we want to see Christ as our sacrificial lamb that gave his life so that God's wrath would pass over us. We don't just want to talk about the manna and the rock of Horeb. We want to see Christ as our living bread and as our living water that's fully satisfied. We want to worship God. We want to be able to honor Christ like the disciples in the road to Emmaus, in a way that we will treasure him more and share with others about his love for us.
The Pentateuch class has been a great blessing to my life. I have been able to see the Pentateuch with new eyes, seeing the greater story, the story of redemption. I have been able to see how it started in Genesis and the development across each book. I've been able to see who wrote it, why did they write it, and what was the purpose of each one of the books. It's been a great blessing to my life as well to see how God's mercy has been so great that even with his people, he was in charge of every little detail in the story, to see all the things that point out to Christ, all the things like the Exodus, being in the desert, the law, all of these things has been a new perspective for me to see it and now realize, wow, I can see Christ in the Pentateuch. So for me, it's been a great blessing seeing the greater story, the story of redemption.
Sorry, you can go ahead and continue that one. It should have a couple in there.
Hello, my name is Billy Jackson.
The Pentateuch is a very important part of the Bible because we see in it the beginning of the history of redemption.
Hi, I want to tell you about the pastoral ministries class that I am teaching here at Rio Grande Bible College. This is a class in which we teach the students what the Bible says about to being a pastor, but also how to do the ministry, like teaching, counseling, the administration of the church, and different things, the leadership that the pastor should to do at the church. But also, we have an opportunity for the students to practice all the things that they are learning here at the classroom. So they need to perform a wedding. So they should prepare all the program. Also, like a funeral, they can need to do a program for a funeral. So they are practicing a lot all these things. So when they go out to serve in a church, they have the basis to do the ministry in that church.
The thing that most impacted my life in pastoral ministry class was that we are going to face some trials in our ministry. But if we want to succeed, we have to depend 100% on God and His call for us.
My name is David Love. I'm a professor here at Rio Grande Bible College. I teach the book of Romans, and I've taught it for several years, almost 12 years now. And Romans answers the question, how can a sinful person become right with God? And then after a sinful person becomes right with God, how do they live the Christian life? So the purpose of the class is to teach these great truths to our students here at Rio Grande Bible College.
Uno de los aspectos que más me impactó del curso de Romanos fue la justicia y la justificación. Y es que lo veo tan evidente desde Romanos 1, cómo se manifiesta la justicia de Dios y se contrasta con la justicia del hombre, que es tan injusta. Y realmente lo veo tan evidente en este mundo actual. Y bueno, a la luz de esta justicia, veo que la justificación magnifica la gracia y la misericordia de Dios, que también se trata en el libro de Romanos. Y eso me hace adorar y alabar al Señor.
Creo que para mí lo más impactante fue ver cómo Dios estaba poniendo en práctica todo lo que estaba aprendiendo con el libro de Romanos. Al final del semestre hice una tarea y capítulo por capítulo tenía que hacer un comentario y me di cuenta de cómo cada capítulo aplicaba lo que estaba pasando en mi vida o estuvo pasando en mi vida durante este semestre. Eso fue lo que más me impactó a mí de este curso.
Determinó en su soberanía que el Nuevo Testamento estuviera escrito en griego, de tal manera que es importante para nosotros que nuestros alumnos en los cursos de griego puedan, en primer lugar, tener un vocabulario amplio de aquellas palabras que vienen en el Nuevo Testamento, y dos, entender los cimientos de lo que es la gramática griega comparada con la gramática en español. Esto nos va a ayudar mucho para que ellos puedan entender a profundidad lo que el Nuevo Testamento dice acerca de Dios, del hombre y de todas las doctrinas fundamentales de nuestra fe. Quiero en este video animar para que todos los estudiantes puedan profundizar en el estudio de la palabra en el idioma original. El idioma griego es muy, muy rico. Tiene unos matices increíbles como ningún otro idioma. Y es por eso que es de suma importancia que los próximos pastores, misioneros y educadores cristianos tengan un conocimiento profundo del Nuevo Testamento.
Being a student in Greek has changed my mind of how I see the Bible. Because when you read Romans 10:9, the verse says that if we confess that Jesus is the Lord, and that we believe that God raised him from dead, there's two accents in there, and both verbs are in an active voice in Greek. But when you go to the end of the verse, it says that we'll be saved. In Greek, there's only one word, sothese. That means that someone else is going to do this action for us because it's in an passive voice. So being a student in Greek has been a wonderful time.
We want to say thank you for your support. Please keep in your prayers our ministry here in Seminario Bíblico Rio Grande.
Camping is a very important ministry and a very important part of local church to be able to evangelize and reach children, youth, and adults for Christ. Utilizing the natural setting and using the things that God created and having the children and youth to focus on Christ and on being able to put them in a natural setting to do that. It is really a blessing to have this class and to be able to teach a bit of the basics and the theory and the philosophy of Christian camping. But more than half of the class is done to put into practice that theory and to have and to design and develop a camp and that the students will put into practice for other campers, for students, and to be able to realize all that goes into the production of a camp, and to be able to see the results in the class.
The class of Campamentos Cristianos, it really blessed my life, not only because it teaches how to plan a camp, but also to enjoy our time with God outside of the church. We spend time with kids, the youth, and the whole family, enjoying God's creation. This class is really helping our ministry because it's not only for fun, it's to enjoy the gospel in our lives. Thank you for your prayers and your support. Because of you, we can develop our skills and be more useful in our ministry.
So, I have one last video. It's going to be our video director taking you of a tour of all the pieces that come together for our online program. You can see all the technologies being used and all just the different departments and different
Hello.
People that have to work on it. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Billy Jackson. I am a staff member here at Rio Grande Bible Ministries. I have the privilege of supervising the video department, Media Studio Esperanza, which means hope. Today I want to share with you the process of our online accredited classes. The process of these classes is a lot bigger than just the video department, but the video department is where it all starts. So come with me if you want to see what's going on, what's happening, and where it's going. It starts in this classroom right here and ends up in the hands of students around the world. In this day of virtual and reality, virtual reality, digital, it's easy to forget that these are real live actual students that the Lord is equipping and training through these classes. But praise the Lord for the work that He is doing. Praise Him for the missionaries He has called and equipped, the professors that are involved. Praise Him for the workers that He has put in place to make this program, these online classes, a reality. You too are part of this global work, this global call to take the gospel to the world. And we invite you to be part with us in this work that we have here at Rio Grande Bible Ministries, whether it be through giving of prayers or finances, or through going and coming here to serve as volunteer or staff. Because we're looking for men and women called by God to use their talents, their abilities, in training Hispanic pastors and missionaries for the global church. So we invite you to be part of the work with us. Thank you for watching. Thank you for seeing a little bit of what the Lord has given us here at Rio Grande Bible Ministries. I want to leave you with a message, a video sent to us by one of our online students.
My name is Christian Vanegas. I'm from Honduras. I'm living in New York right now. And for me, it's a huge blessing studying online at Rio Grande Bible Institute. I'm taking 4 classes this semester, Pastoral Epistles, the Book of Joshua, Theology 4, and Life of Christ. For me, it's a huge blessing because I can combine work, studies, family, and ministry at the same time. Those classes are helping me to grow up more, to treasure more Christ, and preparing me to minister in the future. My emphasis is on missions, so I would like to go to another country to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to unreached people. I would like to say thanks to all those who support the ministry. You're making my dream come true. Thank you so much again, and I would like to encourage you to keep supporting the ministry. Thank you.
Hope that through these videos you're able to have a better visual of how God is using you as being a part of our ministry down there. And I hope you can see, kind of have an idea too of how important technology is. I mean, just the video department alone, there's a lot involved in it. They're the department that probably keeps me the busiest. I'd also just kind of like to share, too, as part of staff there, we are required to raise our own support, and I wanted to kind of provide an update as to where we are. As of last summer during the COVID, we're dropping, but during the fall, we had several generous donations that kind of put us, our yearly average, at 80%. So we praise God for His continued provision for our work down there at Rio Grande Bible Ministries, and for you all who are part of it. We also had some prayer requests because the ministry is growing fast. I mean, especially with the online availability now, we have our enrollments increasing. So we really need staff because myself, I'm not only the IT director, but I also serve as a print shop production manager. Several staff play many different roles because there's so much involved in it. So we could definitely use more staff. And also, we could appreciate your prayers for safe travels and good health while we continue our travels throughout the next month. We have to be back by August 1st, but we're going to be visiting several other churches before then. And I also, my children, they are kind enough to offer to play Amazing Grace for you tonight. So I'd just like them to invite them to come up and finish up. Thank you again for all your support. We really appreciate it.
It'll be okay, I think. We're kind of loud.
Hopefully it'll be okay.
Yep.
No, I don't. Sorry. I guess I should have checked on that. No, so in the classroom, you have the professor in the front of the room, and there's two monitors. And then in the back of the room, there's also a monitor, so the professor can kind of see all the online students. And then there's a microphone, and he's got a camera on his computer, too, so you can kind of show the classroom. So, like, if a student in the classroom wants to ask a question, he'll take his little camera up, and the online students can see the student actually talking to the professor or to the students, maybe having an back and forth conversation. So all this can take place right there in the classroom. You know, somebody can be down in South America somewhere and, you know, participate in, just like they're actually there in the classroom. So. Yeah.
So if they have a question from Ecuador, the instructor answers the question right then?
Yes. Oh, okay. So she asked if someone was in Ecuador and they had a question, could they ask the question right then and get an answer right then for a professor? And yes, it's completely interactive, right, real time. So, are there any other questions? Well, yeah, so the online students, they would have to have cameras on their computers in order for the professor to see them. I suppose in some countries, or depending on, because, you know, sometimes some of these students, when they come, the technology they have isn't very good. I know even in their countries it's not. They may have, you know, bad signals, so they might be more audio at that point, not be able to see a picture, I suppose. But as far as, nobody's ever said anything to me regarding that, so I'm assuming that they're able to see them face-to-face nowadays. Because it just seems like just about everywhere has kind of improved their technology for that kind of stuff. But yeah, we were having some issues at the beginning with service, because when I came on, they had it so, well, some of the apartment buildings for our families are very old. They're cinder block buildings, and then they didn't have any money, so they'd put antennas in every other apartment. Well, that created really bad signal. And then he had so many people on the same network. So it's just been a headache over the years, so this has really been a blessing to me too, you know. So I've been able to put antennas in every single apartment, rerun network cables to every apartment, and segment the network so that each person has their own private network, each apartment. So everything's gotten a lot smoother in that area. So. That's tough to say, because each semester is different. On average, throughout the school, we'll have 170, total for, you know, the 4 years. The enrollment's been increasing. I can't remember offhand. Do you have an idea how much it was last semester? I know last semester it seemed like... Everything's... Yeah. Yeah, it's gotten kind of, with everything kind of changing, you know, with COVID, with who's on campus and who's off campus, it's kind of been a little confusing on who's going to be enrolled as far as on campus, because it's been changing so much. Like, when more people are at home, well, there are people that were technically on campus students, but they were at home during the time. So it got to be kind of like, okay, even when they give us updates on how many people are going to be attending, it was confusing to us staff sometimes too, because you'd have so many that they're separated in so many different ways as to how they're participating in school. Because we also have part-time students in the area that just kind of come in too. So, but as far as full-time students on campus, the average is 170 right now. So, and that's, they've said that's been increasing, because it was 150 before, now it's 170. I know online they said it's really growing fast, but that's been a real issue over the years. Is we've had a lot of students that want to come, but their visas get denied. And some of them, it takes years before they even get them approved to come to school. I mean, it'd just be easier if they could do it online. And they'd be able to start their ministries a lot sooner. But, you know, there's still, coming on campus is a lot better because of the interaction that they have with each other. I mean, they just grow a lot better together to be able to communicate, you know, talk to each other and, you know, work together and discussing God's word together and praying together.